Some health experts also want to screen middle school and high school athletes for heart problems. NPR's Patty Naiman has our report.
Children who play sports are nearly three times more likely to suffer sudden cardiac death than their non-athletic counterparts, Houston cardiologist Thomas DeBouch.
Few of these kids are actually experiencing sudden death while they're in class or at home. It's pretty much while they're in training or while they're on the field performing, because that's when the adrenaline's flowing.
And the heart is performing at its peak. There are no warning signs. These are problems children are born with. Cardiologist Douglas Seip says the problems are typically electrical, abnormal heart rhythms, or structural, a thickening of the heart muscle, both exacerbated during exertion when kids play sports.
The adrenaline that is released can stimulate this abnormally thick heart muscle and cause a fatal heart rhythm problem that is a very rapid heartbeat with no effective contraction, no blood being ejected to the brain and other organs, and you die.
Typically, schools require kids provide a family history and have a simple physical exam before participating in sports, but Seip says more should be done. DeBouch recently screened over 2,000 high school athletes in the Houston area using electrocardiograms, or EKGs, to measure the electrical activity of the heart. About 10% had abnormal EKGs, like Lewis Anthony, who suffered from asthma.
And it wasn't anything too serious to where I had to change what I was doing. Like, I was still able to play soccer and run and I could breathe just fine.
But DeBouch told Anthony and his parents to closely monitor the asthma, which can cause the heart muscle to thicken. Others with abnormal EKGs got medication for blood pressure or for abnormal heart rhythms. About 1% were told it was too dangerous for them to continue in sports. But three students had serious heart problems, including one who suffered a rare disease where the heart muscle is spongy and contracts poorly.
He was literally running the stadium stairs at the time we found him. He was preparing for track season by running up and down the stadium stairs.
The heart screening turned out to be life-saving. The student now has an implantable defibrillator and is awaiting a heart transplant. Reason enough, says DeBouch, to screen all school athletes nationwide. But some health experts say that would be too costly and point out that there's not yet enough evidence to call for nationwide screening of all school athletes. Patty Naiman, NPR News.